Wairarapa Spinners and Weavers Guild meets weekly at the Woolshed, home of the National Museum of Sheep and Shearing in Masterton. Arrow FM popped over to one of their regular Wednesday morning gatherings to find out a little more about this vibrant and popular group.
We're actually part of Creative Fibre, which is the national body. Officially, the Spinning, Weaving and Woolcraft Society of New Zealand, I think.
Mary Knox, former president of the Wairarapa Guild.
Fibercrafts are on the up, very definitely.
Do you attribute that to any particular reason?
That's hard to say. I think perhaps an interest in doing things for yourself, creating, making. Everybody wants to create. We cast our net quite widely. We're interested in knitting and crochet and, well, obviously spinning and weaving, but also felting and pretty much anything you can do to make a fabric with fibre. And that's a very satisfying thing to do. In fact, research has actually proved that knitting helps you to concentrate on other things. People complain about women knitting in meetings, but in fact they are probably paying attention much better than all the non-knitters who are sitting around the table.
How long have you been kind of working with fibres and spinning and knitting?
I can't remember when I started knitting. I think I must have been about 7, knitting dolls' clothes. Spinning happened when I was about 20 and a university student, and a neighbour who also had a farm saw me knitting and came along one day with a lovely dark grey fleece and said, "Here, you'd like this, wouldn't you?" So I said yes, and then I thought, what do I do with this? And somebody told me that there was a group of spinners in Eastbourne. So I rang up the lady who ran the group, who was a very redoubtable lady called Aileen Stace, who's very well known in older fibre circles. And she said, and I asked her, is there anyone in your group who could spin this fleece for me? And what would it cost, please? And she said, "I will say to you what I say to everybody who asks me that question. Spinning is not something you buy. It is something you do. Come to me and I will teach you to spin." So I did. And she did.
Talk to me about their spinning wheel.
Yes, certainly.
Thank you.
Phyllis, perhaps, she's a little deaf. Yeah,
that would be lovely.
I'm deaf and I'm blind and I'm knobbly kneed.
Phyllis French bought her first flock of sheep in 1978 and joined the Spinners and Weavers Guild in around 1980. Formerly of Tainui, Phyllis now lives in Masterton, and although she no longer tends her flock, spinning is still a central part of her health, happiness and well-being.
You have the most delicious spinning wheel, and I wonder if you could talk to me about it.
Well, this is a Nagi, and I've always referred to them as the Rolls Royce of spinning wheels. The original maker of them faded out just after this was made, about 1980. And it was taken over by someone else, and things didn't go quite as well from then. But when I first started spinning, 1980, my husband bought this for me. I'd bought another one to begin with, and my husband knew this was what I wanted. He bought me this for Mother's Day because he thought cancer was going to catch him at that point. So I got a good Mother's Day present that year. And it really is, I've never had to repair it or do any work on it, or I've just done billions of our miles of spinning on it, and it's just the Rolls Royce of spinning wheels as far as I'm concerned. It's not modern, it's not as easy to put in a car. Now they're making fabulous modern ones that take a very small area and you can carry with one hand and just pop them in the car, but this one goes everywhere with me regardless.
What makes it so good? What makes it the Rolls Royce?
I think probably he did a lot of homework. He was one of the earlier ones to really put them on the market in New Zealand. I think he did his homework very well with the top spinners of the day and listened to them and did what they wanted, and he just must have had the ability to get it right. I don't know. The balance is exactly right for me. The larger your wheel, the slower you pedal and this sort of thing, the little ones are more frantic. And it just is a terribly relaxing spinning wheel to use, it really is, yeah.
Would you give me a demonstration, Phyllis?
I used to breed the sheep myself, so this is still, I'm only 80, coming up 85, but this is still my own wool. My daughter has taken over my flock, so I didn't have to disperse it.
How big was your flock when you...
I had up to 70 breeding ewes, so I won't tell you how big it got after lambing. 150% lambing was perfectly average. That was just an average year for me. A good year got considerably higher. Well, I've just taken a length of prepared wool. This is straight from this black wool, is straight from the sheep, this colour, but it's been sent away and commercially washed and carded, and the local cane carding used to always do that. It's gone out of the Wairapa now, but it's still cane carding. And then I just take a length off. I've already started spinning this one, but now when we're spinning, we go to the right. When we're plying, we go to the left. So
you've got the wheel going.
I've got the wheel turning around. I'm now holding the spun thread in my hand and the unspun wool just above it. So it's going to catch on to it. See, it's just gently catching on.
Just getting drawn into the...
Yeah, and with my right hand, I just gently hold that fibre. Wait a minute, I'll just tighten up. That's the brake, which works against the drive band, which causes the spinning. Get it in motion again. Just slowly feed it in. Now the right hand is just preventing that spin from coming down beyond it into the unspun fibre, and the left hand is just gently moving across the fibre the whole time and controlling the amount of fibre that is feeding in. And depending on what you're wanting to spin, if you're wanting a thick yarn, this left hand lets more fibre go forward. And if you're wanting a super fine yarn, this left hand just keeps on pulling back and drafting back until there's only a very small amount of fibre going forward.
And you find this relaxing, Phyllis?
Very, very relaxing. I always tell people you'll never go to Pārua if you spin. Pārua being the mental institution. But I always add, you darn near get there while you're learning.
As well as farming, Phyllis also maintained an open garden in Tainui, which provided other commercial opportunities for her spinning and knitting.
It was a big world for me. It wasn't just the spinning, yeah. But because I had the open garden and the sheep for the tourists to take an interest in, I also developed a list of people wanting big, plain, homespun, natural wool pullovers. It was just endless. Yeah, it really was. And it still is. It's easy to make, and it's hard work making a name for yourself initially when you start on something. It's harder work getting off the list. Yeah.
You've become indispensable, Phyllis.
Yeah, exactly, but it's indispensable for me. Without it, I'm retired to town. Without it, I wouldn't have survived here. It's just been my salvation. What you do on a wet, rainy, in this dirty weather, if you haven't got spinning and knitting, and who wants to do housework? Yeah, yeah. So it's just been my salvation in my old age, yeah. I was still dagging my sheep at 82.
I was just fascinated. I've always been fascinated by handcraft, whether it's knitting, sewing, embroidery, quilting. I've always been fascinated by handcraft and the feel of something natural that we grow locally.
Helen has an Ashford spinning wheel and discovered spinning about 30 years ago. For Helen, spinning is a natural addition to her love of handcraft.
I'm using up different bits of pieces I've got left over, and I just ply it with a plane, and then it comes out a multicolour. It's good for hats and children's garments and things, rather than just a plain grey or a black. If you use up all my bits and pieces that have been in the cupboard or in a bag for, you know, it's been maturing in a bag, shall we say.
There doesn't seem to be much waste in
this bag. No, there's not. No. We usually make something out of something left over. Yes.
Now, I've been speaking to the other ladies, and lots of them have said how relaxing they find spinning. And
very.
Same for you?
Same for you, yes. It's set up in the lounge, and I usually do it while tea's cooking. And then you're finding your thoughts wander and things like that. Unless you've got a project you want to finish, and then you're a bit more earnest. But that's fine. It's just, if it's just set up, you'll go and sit at it while you've got a moment. Or you're waiting to go out, be picked up or something, and you don't want to start something, so you just sit and do something like that. Yes, and it's quite therapeutic. Yes. And it's coordination too. It's like riding a bike. You don't forget.
Find that you need to spin every day, or as regularly as possible?
Regularly as possible. Yeah. Just to keep up with things, because I do a lot of knitting at night, so I've got to keep up. I can knit it quicker than I can spin it.
The Spinners and Weavers Guild of the Wairarapa meet weekly at the Woolshed, home of the National Museum of Sheep and Shearing in Masterton, and the group is certainly warm and welcoming. Here's Mary Knox again.
We love it if somebody comes in and wants to start to learn to spin. Mm. We practically fight over the chance to help them get started. We'll be here till about 1:30 or 2, and we do meet every week. We love to have a visitor, or lots of visitors. We're here every Wednesday. There's also a Tuesday evening meeting twice a week, and the first Saturday morning of each month we're here as well from 10:30.
And you get a good crowd at each
yes.
of those meetings?
It varies. It depends on things like the weather and what's on and what else is on. But we have about 90 members. So if they all came, we'd be, I don't know, oozing out the door, I think.
If you want to find out more about the Wairarapa Spinners and Weavers, they have a blog, www.spinweavy, that's spin, weave, and then y is spelt W-A-I, .wordpress.com. Or call Trish on 06-378-8775, or Josie on 06-378-6531. My thanks to the Wairarapa Spinners and Weavers Guild for letting us join in their meeting on that cold Wednesday morning.